Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
It ain't radius.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees.
NRHK. Is anybody on frequency this morning? NRHK. NRHK.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 33 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. cloudy. 38 degrees.
KE8ZMW, monitoring. KE8ZMW, monitoring. KE8ZMW, clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.
KB800E mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, showers, 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, 35 degrees.
KB800E. KB800E.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, showers, 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees.
8FLK in Lansing, this is M8FLK, listening in Lansing, working on our taxes.
CF8AYO, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, 33 degrees.
KB800E.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 34 degrees.
KFADYL. KFADYL, November 8 X-ray Zulu. November X-ray Zulu. How are you doing this afternoon? Well, sir, I'm better than I deserve. How about yourself? Well, I was working on my taxes earlier and got frustrated, as I usually do. So I went outside and served up a cigar, which always makes me feel better. I saw something recently about, I think it was Churchill they called it, but it was showing a video of how they hand-rolled cigars. And it's amazing to me how they managed to get those leaves to stick together and still burn appropriately. So, and frankly, I don't know that banning Cubans was any good for anybody. Oh, the process of rolling is fascinating. It's an art. If you ever watched any videos on it or in it, it's truly fascinating. Yeah, the whole Cuban thing, well, they did it. But all the big families moved out. They moved out to Nicaragua. So Cubans today, like somebody says, I got a Cuban today, it doesn't mean anything. Because all the big families had moved out because that embargo went on for so long that all the families moved out to other countries, Nicaragua, the Central American places, and they all come from there now. So, yeah, there's still some from Cuba, but it's not what it used to be. You know, I hadn't ever thought about that until now, and it makes perfect sense. It's like the joke about, it's not real champagne unless it's from the Champagne region of France, and anything else is just sparkling wine. And it's like, yeah, but is it really just because of the location, or is there some other reason that you could move? Like, if it's the dirt, you can certainly get the same chemistry of dirt if you worked at it. If it's sunlight, there's regions that have the same sunlight, just over a little bit. So one wonders. That's a good poser, good thinking. Yeah, I think come about the mid-90s, all the big families had moved out and restarted their businesses under other names and various names, and in Central American countries where they have the same climate, the same type of soils, and so they're all there now. So yeah, there's still some Cubans, I think, that are probably okay, but yeah, if somebody, oh, I got Cubans today, it's like, yeah, well, I don't know what that means anymore, because all the places making cigars in Cuba had long left Cuba a long time ago. Well, I confess, if you tell me I can't have something, I want 10. Well, let's see. I haven't looked at the market since about noon. How much money did we all lose today? I haven't looked. Well, think about it this way. You don't lose anything until you cash out. And big moves in the market, if you have managed, if you just have a stock, then yeah, you just ride it out and it becomes what it was. But if you have the funds that are under management, or if you have your entire portfolio under management, then people are making deals during this, and
If you seriously, it's like choose when, but just rebalancing your portfolio to your risk tolerance level is exactly buying low and selling high between, you know, stocks and bonds and whatever other, depending if you have a 2 or 3-pronged approach.
Well, I'm just a self-employed guy managing my own SEP, which is basically the same as a 401k, but yeah, the last couple of days was pretty brutal. It's tough to, man, wow. Yeah, no, I had cashed out some stuff earlier in the year, and I had a pretty decent cash position, but yeah, still away, yeah, watching that drop, like, oh man, I'm, is this going to bounce back? I don't know, I don't know. I don't know if this one's going to bounce back.
Well, if you look at all of history in the market, you know, all of the recorded market, there have been dips, but it has always bounced back. You know, the trajectory of the overall curve is pretty consistent. So it tells two stories. Number one, the investments tend to work, but that also means that the intrinsic value of a dollar is dropping. And so as the market continues to climb, regardless of social events and historical events, then the buying power of one unit of currency drops, maybe not in direct proportion, but like, you know, a $1960 dollar bought more than a $2025 dollar. So anyway, I think that change in what currency used to buy has some impact on the market value, and if the market changes too much, then the money is going to be worth more again, I strongly suspect. But I'm kind of at this point where I don't know if I'm going to live long enough to worry about all of this stuff, so you know, I just need to update a will so that whatever's left goes to the right people.
Yeah, I hear you. I used to tell my daughter all the time when she started college, and I'm like, just, if you're scared about it, you know, she's like, I don't know anymore. It's like, if you're scared about it, just go for the total market index fund. Especially at your age, the market was going to go up, it's going to go down. It's okay, because by design, they'll drop the losers, gain the winners, it'll always go up. I don't know if that's true anymore. I had some reservations the last couple of days.
Well, we have a president who is trying to maintain a campaign promise of reducing the deficit. And there are those who strongly believe that tanking the market by 20% in order to put rates in a position for favorable refinancing of debt and then allowing the market to recover could erase a lot of debt. And so I like what Thomas Sowell said, where it's like, if you put giant tariffs on and you leave them for years, you know, you do an actual trade war, that's bad news. Things will collapse. It's just really not good. So I strongly suspect that that's not what's in the cards. I think this is just a like people said, an art of the deal thing. And so I'm really not as worried as pretty much anybody, because it's like, as long as you didn't need to withdraw the money today, you're fine.
Well, I was planning on kind of retiring in the next few years, but yeah, I don't know. lost 20-30% of my retirement account in the last year, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's tough. I've shifted a few things around. I got a decent cash position, but man, tough to watch.
Oh yeah, I completely agree with that. Hey, talking about your daughter, you might want to recommend that she come up with a number, like between, you know, 0 and 100, as far as what percent risk she's willing to tolerate. So if she's early in her career, she may be willing to take like an 80% risk, but if she's retiring, she might only want a 10% risk. So also depending on how much she has and how important it is to be liquid available. And from there, I strongly recommend that instead of just the one index position, she gets in at least one index-based position, whether it's an actual index or like a contra fund, which is an old favorite of mine, and a bond fund. And you want something that's heavy and municipal so that they're paying out better, they're backed like by treasuries. And then maybe a cash position as well, and you kind of lump that in with the more stable bond fund side. And then if you said your position of risk is, you know, 60%, then you have 60% of your money in the stock funds and 40% in the bonds. And then as values change, you know, the bonds stayed the same and the stock went down or vice versa or whatever, all you have to do is rebalance it to the same percentage of risk you want. So as the market goes up, sell some, get some more bonds. And then the market goes down, move the bond money into it, just keep pushing it to your 70% or whatever number you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I hear you. I kind of have probably a similar portfolio, and I've kind of given her my strategy over the years, which has been really good to me, which includes some of the things you said, and yeah, I have some bonds, I have a cash position, I have some of this, but yeah, she's, you know, a university student. She's in pharmacy school now. She's 24. Yeah, she's 24. She's, not all in on this president, so. And she doesn't really want to listen to me right at the moment, so. I don't know. I don't know what to tell her.
I really liked what Senator Kennedy said. And it's a little dark, but it's very true, where he was saying, it's like, well, in the long run, we're all dead anyway, so we have to focus a little bit on the here and now. And then I take that and temper it with something my old boss said, where we were talking about getting a bonus at work and you know, trying to decide what to do with a windfall. And his advice was 50% goes to your long-term savings, retirement savings, you know, that deal, unless you're, like, still paying your mortgage, pay that down, because that's your long-term. You know, the sooner you get rid of the debt is the same as making interest. So 50% goes to your long-term stuff. 25% or 20% goes to you because you need to celebrate living your life and whatever the windfall was, so treat yourself with something. And then the other piece of it goes to the people you care for, the people you're responsible for. And so you either use that to do something for them, like put it in a kid's college fund, or take them someplace that, you know, depending on the amount of money, it could be a trip to Red Lobster, or it could be a trip to Europe. But still, it's like that kind of divvies it up into the how much you're spending on just living, because you don't know what tomorrow holds and how much you're preparing for the days after tomorrow. Anyway, I like those concepts where you have an idea of a balance in mind before you even start with the problem, and then the problem is so easy to solve then.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree with most of those concepts, and yeah, nobody's really hurting here, but, man, it's been tough last week. But, yeah, well, we'll see what she does here. I mean, she's just transitioning from the college world to the working world, so he's like, what do I do? And I was like, he's like, I don't want to invest in any of this stuff. It's just going to go down. I'm like, just put it in some long-term kind of stuff. I don't know. I hate managing other people's money, but or telling them what to do. But it's my daughter, and I want to give her the best advice that I can give her based on my own experience, which has been good to me, so I can't complain.
There's a guy that does recruiting presentations where rather than, you know, buy you a steak and try and tell you to invest with him, he gives a seminar on managing finances and stuff like how to write your trust so that in the event that you die and then your offspring winds up divorced or whatnot, that your money trickles down to the grandkids and not half off to the ex-spouse or stuff like that. I remember it's called Boomer Boot Camp. More than that, I'd have to look up. But that might be something where sometimes kids take it better if they get it from somebody that's not their parents. I don't know.
Boomer Boot Camp. Well, there's something I've never heard of before.
Let me take a quick look in my emails. I might have a something from it from a while ago.
I think somebody's unhappy with our conversation. Hey, it's taking a while for ID.
With November 8 X-ray Zulu. Well, I found it. It's just financialbootcamp.com.
Financialbootcamp.com. All right. Well, I'll look that up. I appreciate that.
You know, and of course, the guy wants you to do all your investing with him. And the older I get and the more I've seen and the more I've moved money around to different financial folks, it doesn't matter as much as I thought it did. Some of them are worse. Like, there's some that I'm not going to mention that I won't use because they're bad. But you can get a good one anywhere. It's like a mechanic, you know. You can get a good mechanic or a bad mechanic at any shop you go to. But these guys have a lawyer on staff for, like, trust stuff, and they have some other folks on staff. But at the end of the day, they're very similar to other, you know, like any of the ones, you know, Edward Jones or Roney or Merrill Lynch or whoever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm in the IT business.
It gives a good presentation. I learn a lot.
Fidelity.
But I'm not specifically saying you should move
1,067% of their total bandwidth, their burst bandwidth. So they use 1,067% more than they normally do, is basically how you read that. And they had to cut off some other customers from their burst bandwidth to be able to do that. Crazy times.
I'm sorry, I stepped on you a little bit in the beginning of that. I heard, I wasn't sure if you said banquet or bandwidth. And 1,067, I got pieces of it, but it didn't make sense. I'm sorry.
What I said was, I'm in the IT business, and I heard from one of my other buddies who's more connected than me a little bit, that Fidelity had used 1,067% of their first bandwidth. So way more than there were normal traffic this morning, and they had to cut off other customers to accommodate the Fidelity website greeting this morning.
Wow. Well, not to be too big of a jerk, but hopefully all these people making mistakes are winding up making me rich, because I kind of want to be rich.
I don't know that I want to be rich. I just want to be secure in my future.
Yeah, don't we all? I think Jordan Peterson was talking about the human need to be 1 foot in chaos and 1 foot in order. And if you're too far into chaos, it'll tear you down. And so I think having money is the order part of it. And the more you have, then the less the chaos affects you. So, you know, if you just retired today and you had to take money out to buy your lunch, then yeah, that chaos is going to be really troublesome. You know, folks might not be sleeping. They might be making bad decisions, but I don't know if I don't care or if I'm just too old, or I don't know what my deal is, but this isn't bothering me. I really see that this is going to be a dip, and it's going to climb back out like so many other dips that climb back out. And frankly, if it is the crash, then what was I going to do about it anyway?
Well, I hope it's just a dip and that it'll come back, but I'm not so sure. It just kind of feels different for some reason, but who knows? We'll see what happens. And it's snowing here. Wow, it's snowing like to beat the band.
We had a flurry here that looked like it was, you know, it's coming down, but nothing would stick. It's like everything just melted on contact.
Yeah, nothing is sticking here, that's for sure. But it's snowing. It's coming down. It's pretty funny. I'm in Birch Run here. My name is Ken, by the way. KFAEYL.
Well, Ken, good to make your acquaintance. Name here is Ron, Romeo West November. November 8 X-ray Zulu is a call sign.
Well, sir, I'm going to go in and eat dinner with my wife, and we're supposed to go to a mystery movie night in Birch Run here. So they have a random movie that they play. Sometimes it's an old movie, sometimes it's a preview of a movie that's supposed to be released like a month or two from now. So it's kind of a fun thing we do. But I'll say 73s for now, and clear on your final.
All right, Ken. Well, I got my fingers crossed you don't get Snow White. So have the best day you possibly can, and 73, November 8, X-ray Zulu.
You guys sound like old friends.
Nope, just first contact.
This is AD8FK, Leonard in Madison Heights. I made a contact like that Saturday morning, late morning, and he was a pilot in a hotel room. He's from Georgia, but he just had a layover, and within an hour, we felt like close friends. Amazing. That's Amistria for you, if you do it right. Thanks for the cues out there, guys. We enjoyed eavesdropping.
You know I make it up as I go along.
I wouldn't know.
Sometimes they even surprise me where I wind up, because, you know, I I just try to connect dots, and so I wind up with this stream of consciousness stuff, and it's like, oh, hey, so that's how that worked.
It's really fun when you find out you have a lot in common.
Yeah, understood and agreed.
A-F-A-B-B-A, Myron. Well, I hope you sound better. Is that you, Vladimir? Monitoring? AD8FK, back to you. AD8FK, K-F-A-B-B-A. Yes, that's me. Good evening, Ben. Well, are you getting snowdrops on you? What do you mean? Oh, I had some snow squalls out here earlier, and I heard they're out there again. So, is it snow where you're at?
I'm at home in Southfield, and we have sunshine here. No snow anymore. Back over to you then.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you got the sunshine. Let that snow blow away. Go another way. All right, well, good to hear you out there. And I'll get back to what I was doing. Standing by and monitoring. AD8FK.
AD8FK, KFATPA. Your signal is perfect. Loud and clear. How's my signal? I'll copy. Back over to you.
Well, you asked, I'll have to tell you. It was noisy. Some heavy static in there. You must have your antenna rather low because the radio's working good, and I can probably get you on the input better than on through the repeater here. I know this is a different repeater, so... But right now it's full copy, but noisy. Back to you, Vladimir.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm not surprised because the distance is more over 20 miles, 20.4, something like this. Okay, anyway, thank you very much, and enjoy the evening, and see you later. 88FK, K-A-P-T-A, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours, 35 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 34 degrees. Thank you.
Your radio's working.
And who were you referring to?
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 27 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, November, Kilo November for radio check.
Radio check, good. November 8, X-ray Zulu.
Kilo Echo 8, November, Kilo November for radio check. Kilo Echo 8, November, Kilo November for radio check. Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo November for radio check.
Kilo Echo 8, November.
KE8NKN.
Charlie, November. This is November 8 X-ray Zulu.
Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo November.
Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo November. Do you copy?
I copy. It's real faint. This is, I've done some work on a 2-meter radio I've got, and I just put it back together. And are you copying me? Very good. Am I clear?
You are loud and clear. Just a little bit of sizzle in the background, but you're
this is Kilo Echo,
not full
quieting,
but you're fully readable.
This is Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo November for radio check. This is Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo November for radio check. This is KE8NKN, and I'll be clear.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, 24 degrees.